first of all, man, you know, how you feeling? Like, how's the hand? I mean, you feeling all right, man?
The hand feels so much better. Yeah, Rick and Aaron and the staff in there did a great job getting it right. And something I was kind of surprised it takes so long for such a little thing.
Right.
But I'm glad I feel good. My body feels good, and so I'm ready to roll.
How'd you get hurt, man? Like, we obviously couldn't see it. We up in that heel over there. What happened?
I wish I knew. I was in a drill, and we were in 9-on-7. I came out, and I remember, usually with your hand, you don't say anything, you know what I mean? Because you're always smashing your hands. But it was just enough where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to check, and pulled my glove off, and it just swelled right up.
So you just felt it. You were like, okay.
Yeah, and they knew right away.
Was this one of those things where, like, are you going to have to play with a cast, or no? Do you know yet?
No, I should be without a cast. Yeah, we're gonna feel it out this week and see how things go. And then.
Would you, if you had to play with a cast, you would have probably done it, though?
It would have been up to Rick and those guys. Those guys know I'm ready to play. With the torn ACL, you know what I mean? So
you're a competitive guy, right? So I know it's preseason or whatever, but did you miss being out there with the guys, the first string guys? What was it like watching?
It was really hard. It's hard to watch. Yeah, even though it's the preseason and, you know, guys are learning and practice, obviously the games don't count. It's still so hard to sit. I had to beg to be on the sidelines because I was like, I can't watch this from the box anymore. So it was tough not being out there, not being with the guys. But you know, if you look at the plus side, my body got a rest, so now I'm ready to roll.
Were you in the box the first two games or the first game?
The first game.
And after that, you just
had to be down there. Yeah, couldn't do it anymore.
What's so bad about being in the box, man? Like, what's so tough about it?
I mean, just like you said, you're watching your guys out there run around and have fun and play together and build that chemistry, and you're not with them. You know what I mean? So. At least on the sideline, you can be a part of it a little bit more. You can see the plays. You can, you know, look at the iPad, see what's going on, talk to the guys. So you feel a little bit more part of the team out there.
Have you guys kind of dove into Tennessee yet, or has that happened today?
Yeah, no, we dove into. We've been into Tennessee now for a little bit and checking them out. Good team. It's always hard when you're playing the first game to know exactly what teams are going to do. So you got to be ready for a lot of different stuff.
And last thing for me, does it help knowing that, I mean, you guys faced Wisdom Hunt twice last year in his offense? I mean, does that help you guys at all, or you still kind of got to see what they do?
Yeah, I think that makes it a little bit more difficult because not only is it a new, you know, not only are you playing a team for the first game of the season, so all you have is preseason tape, you're facing a new offensive coordinator and a new head coach, so... you know, we saw the stuff that they did last year, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what we're going to get this year.
Hey, thanks, man.
No problem.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Sean Green, you guys were on the Jets together, correct?
Yeah, yep, Sean and I were there.
So you're familiar with him, Dexter McCluster, obviously, with him. There's the new kid, obviously, Bishop Sankey. I mean, they got some pretty good running backs. How difficult do you think that's going to be to quell?
Yeah, I mean, they complement each other well, and I know, having played with Sean, he's a strong downhill runner. Guy that brings a lot of force, and so you're going to have to get a lot of guys to him. And then you've seen Dexter move around, how quick and agile he is. So it's definitely, they definitely have a dynamic backfield.
You mentioned the contrast in styles, but Jake Locker, he can move around too. There's a lot of motion going on in the backfield.
Right, and that always adds another challenge to a defense when you have a quarterback that can get out and make plays on the run. So something that we have to be aware of, and we have to make a point of emphasis to work on that this week.
Would you go so far as to say that might be the key to this game, is making sure that they don't kind of get outside of that area?
I think the key to this game is going to be us coming out and playing our defense. You know what I mean? We've built up each week from last year to OTAs to training camp. We've put a solid foundation together. So now it's about coming out and playing, Chiefs football.
You mentioned being around the sideline, not wanting to watch the game from the box. But Jamal Charles, I think, said something kind of similar to that. It seems like there are a lot of guys who, even if they're not going to play, like he wasn't in the preseason, and you weren't in the preseason, that you guys wanted to actually just be down there. What, do you think that's one of the reasons why this locker room is so tightly knit, or seems so tightly knit?
Yeah, no question. This is definitely a really tight family here, and you feel it. You know, on a team full of individuals, it might not be that way, but because it's such a tight family, you want to be down there helping your guys. You want to be a part of what's going on. So it's hard to be, it's hard to be in the box.
Thanks, man.
All right, no problem, guys.
My other question is, now that you've shifted to the regular season, how has preparation changed moving forward to this Sunday?
You know, it's so much more detailed. You know what I mean? You're looking at every little thing, whereas, as you're going through the preseason, you kind of build up each week and, looking at teams a little bit more, but you're still kind of really focused on just us as a defense, whereas now you're looking at, the offense, studying different players, studying tendencies, things like that, and that's stuff you don't really do in the offseason.
And specifically to Tennessee, what type of things have you been doing this year?
I mean, same kind of stuff that we do every week. You know, I mean, we got to go out there and play Chiefs football and continue to learn about this offense as best we can.